Why don't we begin this month with the results of the writing contest?
So every year, I'm surprised by the excellent writers of our area. We get so many wonderful, wonderful pieces, both poetry and prose, including fiction and essays. And this time, surprisingly, our grand prize winning story is by Ephraim Carrasco, called Back Home Again. It's a nonfiction piece, which hasn't happened since I've been working with Desert Exposure. It's a wonderful, wonderful memoir about returning to the Mesilla Valley after life's adventures. We have our two poetry winners also in this issue. One of the poems is What Remains, Pandemic, August 2020, and the other one is called The Wall, which is by Silver City's Alicia Eason, and the What Remains is by former Silver City Poet Laureate Beate Sigridaughter. We have not only in October, but there are a couple more that will be coming out in November.
All right, super. Next is a presentation on the return of the Chiricahua Apache to their traditional homelands. What can you tell us about that?
So the Chiricahua Nation President Joe Sines will be speaking in a Zoom event on October 10th, which is based at the Silver City Museum. He's going to be talking about the scattering and execution and people being sent away and just general disintegration of the Chiricahua and the Warm Springs Apache from their homelands, which include the area around Silver City and the Gila Forest. And they intend to establish a Chiricahua and Warm Springs headquarters at Fort Bayard for a central location to begin to regroup.
All right. And things are opening up more and more, little by little, and Desert Exposure is following right along.
Right. I've been able to go back again and begin our events calendar, and happily we have art galleries across the area in Silver City and Las Cruces and Alamogordo that are getting back to business, and people are coming back in and they are having special exhibits, and I get to share all that with my readers.
And coffee is plentiful in Silver City, and one coffee shop has picked up and moved up the road a bit.
The Tranquil Buzz, which has been in operation for several years now and was occupying a traditional coffee cafe spot at the corner of the Yankee and Texas streets in Silver City, is reopening on October 3rd, just one block up the road where Finn's Gallery once used to be. The Finn's Gallery place is much bigger, and Tranquil Buzz owner Dale Ruckles is very happy to have this beautiful space to work with. It has a huge garden, which he's reworked, and not only coffee, but there will be writing groups and live music and card nights. And they have plenty of games available from chess to checkers. And everything is in a COVID-safe environment. Events will be coming back, not all immediately right away, but they will be coming back over the next couple of months. And the cafe is open for travelers and community members to drop by and get their coffee.
Coming up, a staple event benefiting El Caldito Soup Kitchen in Las Cruces is having to change the way it operates this year. Talk about how Empty Bowls is moving forward.
So Empty Bowls, which they were afraid they were going to have to cancel, it is going to move forward and is an event that will be happening. The wonderful soups that have been traditionally prepared by Las Cruces French restaurant are not going to be in the bowls, but the bowls are still available. Tickets are sold for the October 16th event at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. They're $20, and the event will be held outside this year. Participants are encouraged to buy their tickets ahead of time online.
I don't want to say it's all about the bowl, but we still get the bowls, but it brings new meaning to empty bowls in a way, doesn't it?
It does. Truly empty, but they're still amazing and beautiful and created by hand by the Potter's Guild of Las Cruces members.
That's right. All right, Elva, thank you very much for that preview of the October issue of Desert Exposure. Have a great month.
Thanks, Casey. You too.